Hey, what's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee, hanging out on the Meshuggah Tour with my buddy, Kent. He's gonna go through all his guitars and gear, which is a little bit different than the last rig rundown we did with Meshuggah, so I'm excited to hear about it. But let's dive right into it while we got some time.
Yeah.
Let's talk guitars. Okay, so this is a...
This is a Frederick's newest guitar. It's a Stoneman, his own design. And it's got a Swamp Ash body with an alder top. And it's got, the neck is, he just told me, it's got maple, Venge, and Purple Heart in it. And it's a 28-inch guitar.
That is wild. It looks like you could land an airplane on that neck. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And they all uses the Shure.
Sure.
Wireless.
Are you running the same gauges on all the strings?
No, this one has 9-46, then 54 and 72.
Okay.
And this is Morten's.
It's way newest guitar. Shorter scale.
Yeah, he's just got it in the first gig here, on the first day we went here.
Looks mean and lean, very simple.
Yeah, very simple. It's the same as the signature guitar, M8M. But it's a 28-inch.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looks like a smaller scale.
Yeah, this is also a 28-inch. You can see the...
Yeah, I see.
We'll do it like this. You see the difference?
Yeah.
But it's the same specs, everything.
Exact same specs otherwise?
Alder body, maple and Venge neck.
Cool. And also, is this the same pickup from this company?
Yeah, but this is the... kind of older one. It has like paper.
Yeah.
What do you call this?
It's called paper or card stock, I think.
Because this one has plastic.
Yeah, it's actual plastic. Cool. Now then look at the neck on this thing.
Yeah. Then we have this one. Stoneman with True Temperament. Same specs as the 28 inch. This is 27 inch.
Do you play 8 strings personally?
Yeah.
Is this hard to get used to?
No,
or none at all?
No.
It feels natural?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different to look at for sure.
Perfect intonation, Swedish invention, True Temperament.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. And this one has still long grain pickups with the old thing.
This bridge looks a little different. Is this like a fine tuning system?
It's a fine tuning. It's custom made by ABM in Germany. It's Jens, the singer, it's his deal. He talked to the guys at ABM and they made it.
That's very cool.
Yeah. On my A string, I got the same thing. And then it's locking nuts here, so keeps in tune.
Once it's in there, you got it pretty good. You can just kind of dial it in.
Yeah.
Minimally, yeah. That's a beautiful guitar.
Yeah, it's a beautiful guitar.
What else we got going down the line
here? Oh, we have,
sure.
A regular M8M.
Got a little foam back here just to stop from buzzing a little bit.
I try to find the blackest one I can find just so it fits the guitar.
It matches pretty good, man.
Yeah. And when it's dark and light, you can't see it. On these two guitars, this one I don't know if it even fits, but Frank is satisfied with that.
It's fine.
And then this one, it's brand new, I haven't had the time to fix that. It's the same with this one.
Is he using the tone and volume at all, or is not really? Is it just pretty much on full blast the whole time?
No, for breaks and stuff.
Just to cut the volume, sure.
Yeah. So that's, and Frederick and Morten is using the Levis.
Big old leather strap, sure. Yeah. What about these basses? You want to go through these? Let's check
these
out.
This is a Sun. Oh, sorry. It's called the Sunus.
Sonus, yeah.
Yeah. And this guitar has...
big old Bartolini's in it.
Yeah. And they actually got... Bill Bartolini made a special EQ for each mic.
So you can change the... Oh, wow.
You can dial
really
it in
cool.
really good. And it's just one volume here.
Simple.
Yeah.
And so then, is it running on both pickups at all times? Because there's no way to select it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He has this a little bit more than...
Gotcha.
Yeah, and this one has lost its
lost its screw.
Yeah. And the body is swamp ash.
It's beautiful. It's a good chunk.
With a Syracotte top and then a Purple Heart tone wood.
Yeah, just a nice little banding. Yeah. That's really cool.
This is the main bass for the new album.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Is their recording setup similar to their live setup now?
No.
No, totally different? No. It was all amps in the studio, yeah. Right? Cool. Which we'll get to that stuff in a minute.
Yeah.
And then this Striker, let's take a look at that just because it's crazy looking. Look at the headstock on this thing. That is ridiculous. Very cool. Very cool.
And this is just the retail version of it.
Yeah, you can just buy this one in the store, right?
Yeah. And I think they don't make it anymore, but when it was for sale.
And do you know anything about these pickups? I'm not familiar with that at all.
No, I think that's Warwick's own brand or something.
Oh, I'm not a bass player, but.
No.
Very cool.
And
the inlay is really nice. That's cool.
Yeah. When I got it, it had all the hardware was gold. So I changed that. That's the only thing
that's gold left, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mighty bass. And then last but not least, we got another Zahn.
Yeah, this is a custom shop, just for Dick. Just for Dick. Sorry I laughed about that. It's my boss. This is the same specs, kind of.
I was gonna say, it looks pretty similar,
yeah,
right?
It has.
It's got Aguilar pickups, though. That's a little different.
Yeah, and it has the Swampers body, but. This is maple, I think. Flame maple.
Flame, yeah, it's got like a kind of flame look to it. So, of all these guitars, how many different, or is it two different tunings for everyone?
No, the guitars is all the same.
Okay.
But the basses has different tunings.
Sure.
Yeah. The guitars is tuned half step down. So it's like from E flat to low F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the basses have, A flat, E flat, B flat, F, B flat. So it's like a drop tuning here.
Right.
This is the same. That's for almost every song. But it uses this for bleed.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, this is the bleed bass.
Is that because it's in a different tuning?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And he doesn't have to have a five string on bleed. It's like, it's a riff song, kind of.
Very, very rhythmic.
Yeah. And this one has, this is kind of standard tuning, half step down. So it's B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat.
Cool.
So
very low.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. So that's guitars and basses.
Yeah.
Let's go take a look at amps and effects.
Yeah.
All right, Kent. Yeah.
Here we
are over here at the amp setup. So before you were just using Axe FX for everything, and now you guys are using Randall's as well.
Yeah.
Are they running the gain stage for distortion? Or is that all coming? Okay, cool.
They use the whole gain section here, and the channel is, the clean channel, they don't use.
Don't use, okay.
Yeah. And they use the Fortin pedals.
Fortin amplification? Yeah. So this is a prototype of some sort?
Yeah, it is a prototype. And it makes it's a prototype, and it works kind of like, you take the bass away, and you, for the input, and you take the bass from the guitar, and then you add 20 dB. And you can adjust that. So here is 20 dB, so maybe it's 15 dB there.
All right.
Really good pedal.
And that's just for the riffage?
Yeah, that's the riffage.
Is this just staying on all the time?
Yeah.
You just leave it on? Oh, that's cool. Very cool.
You don't touch that.
No.
Except if Frederick wants to adjust it.
Adjust it, sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then we're using it, we take from the speaker out to the torpedo load boxes down here. And from that, we take the clean sound from it into the Axe FX.
Right. So all your clean tones are coming from the Fractal, right?
Yeah, but we take the direct tone from the load box. Like this sound goes through this and into the Axe FX, and then we use a cab impulse.
Like a simulator?
Yeah, cab simulator in the Axe FX.
Aha.
Frederick's own.
Because there's no cabs on stage, it's all in ears, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he made a cab that's an impulse response from the Chaosphere album.
Aha.
Yep.
That's a pretty great tone.
That's his favorite sound. So he kind of got that. So it's kind of a new mix with the Chaosphere sound live right
now.
Love
that.
Yeah.
So what amps are they modeling in here? Do they have some that they custom made or?
No, he has, no, just using the Angle Severe. Uh-huh. And then he's using the Angle Severe is just on fly-in gigs when you don't have this.
When you don't have that, yeah. Sure.
So and that's bypass right now. But on the solos, he uses Rector 2 Red Vintage.
Okay.
Yeah. With his own amp. So this is just riffs.
Gotcha.
Not solos.
So, and this is just clean and effects?
Clean and effects and solos.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Way cool. And then with these Randalls, these have got to be 6L6s with 12 AX7s, right?
I would imagine. They're 6L6 and KT88.
Oh, KT88s, yeah.
You see the difference.
Oh, yeah. It's got a nice evil glow to it. Yeah. I love it. How do they feel about these? I haven't heard of this amp yet. I'm excited to hear it tonight.
Yeah, he's satisfied with it. Both of them are, yeah, of course.
Does it remind you of any other amp, like in the way that the gain stage is structured, or?
No, it's 14. He's a genius.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't care? You're just like, all right, it sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome.
It sounds really cool. Yeah. And then, cool, so that's two Randalls, the Axe FX, and then for bass gear, you guys are kind of running pretty mean and lean too, right?
Yeah. He's just using all the things he uses.
That's everything, huh?
Yeah. This tuner he uses when they rehearse, so they never change guitars, hopefully, because I'm the greatest.
Right, because you're such an amazing tech.
Yeah, I'm the greatest. So, but this is the Agler Agro, and this is the Dark Glass Electronics Vintage Deluxe, and this is the Agler Tone Hammer. And this is all Dick. He's tuned them every night. He's
tweaking
over there.
And
yeah,
getting it
I have to take a picture each night just to remember the settings.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. So are these all running at the same time?
Yeah. Oh.
So that just stays on.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just take down the volume on the bass, on the nicer.
On the clean parts.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's super easy.
Well, that's pretty streamlined. Yeah. So I guess I have one last question. When there are changes that happen, they obviously don't have any
pedals
or anything on stage. No. Are you making all the changes or is it already pre-programmed per song?
We have a computer on the other side. Who makes all the changes? Cubase.
Oh,
of course.
Okay, and then it just sends all the changes right to the Fractal.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's super easy, like, for me to work with it because I don't have to step on anything or just to check it out once in a while.
Make sure it's running correctly. Correct.
I have a list. I have my own in-ear listening, so I can step through all the guys.
Sure.
Morten, Fredrik, and Dick.
Are you tweaking during the show?
No.
No.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Gotcha. Cool. Well, man, that's a pretty streamlined setup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice, tidy little world you have here.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's super easy to work with, actually.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for taking the time.
I hope.
Hey, no, that was great. You were great. This is Perry with Premier Guitar.
I'm Kent.
And this is Kent. My homie.
Yeah.
Check out the new Meshuggah album. It's the heaviest thing I've ever heard.
Violent Sleep of Reason, Meshuggah. 33.
Cool. Awesome. We'll catch you guys later.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.